From Friday night football to the county fair. From picnics in the park to hometown parades. From big cities to small towns, we are proud to serve our communities. Last year, we volunteered 19,000 hours and donated $5 million to local charities. Because lending a hand to a neighbor and investing in the people and places around us is the right thing to do. We are Park National Bank, and we are proud to serve you.
Member FDIC.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome. You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and also remember, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. Now, for those of you tuning in for the very first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, and Jesus Christ, news and world news and current events. Also, we're expecting the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that ought to give you a good idea of what we're about, folks. That ought to help you be able to digest alone what is exactly going on in the world. And so that can help you kind of give you an idea about what the podcast is about. So I must throw up a disclaimer before I get into the news. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. I'm not going to give medical care advice nor prescribe anything. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and also our First Amendment free speech under the U.S. Constitution here in the United States, I can bring you this alternative news and information. So with that in mind, let's jump right into the news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the date is Monday, July 26, 2021. It's Monday again, folks. And the headline reads as follows. Gallup, meaning the Gallup poll, 24% of U.S. adults refuse vaccination, and that's likely the way it will stay. The article and the link will be down below. So you can click the article in the link and then kind of read the article at your leisure. And that way, if I do happen to or you do happen to have questions, the article will probably cover most of your questions. Okay, folks, a recent Gallup poll showed that 24% of adults do not plan to get the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine. And of those not planning to get vaccinated, almost 80% said that they were unlikely to reconsider, with more than half stating their decision is not to get vaccinated as final, according to the Gallup data. The percentage of people who refuse to get vaccinated has been stable for the past 3 months. And of course, it's not going anywhere. People don't want that poison, folks. According to the Gallup poll conducted May 18th, 23% to 60% of the U.S. adults reported being fully vaccinated against the COVID-19. 12% of the respondents plan to get their second dose. 4% had partially vaccinated. All in all, these comprise 76% of the respondents of the poll counted as vaccinated. In May 2021, the poll found that 24% of the vaccine hesitant adults were not distributed equally across major demographic groups. 46% of the Republican respondents did not plan to get vaccinated, compared to 31% of the independent-leaning residents and 6% of the Democrat residents or respondents. 31% of the respondents without a college degree are more likely to refuse the vaccinations, compared to only 12% of college grads. It is also found that the vaccine hesitancy was uniquely distributed among age groups. Middle-aged Americans between 35 and 54 were more likely to have reservations about the vaccine. 33% of middle-aged respondents said that they had doubts about the COVID-19 vaccination. Meanwhile, 22% of the younger respondents and 20% of the older respondents had have reservations about the COVID-19 vaccine. The analytics of the March and April 2021 surveys did not find overreaching reason as to why vaccine-reluctant Americans did not want to get inoculated. Instead, they found common reasons for respondents not wanting to get the vaccine. Okay, here we go. 23% of the respondents wanted to confirm the vaccine safety, while 20% of the respondents believe that they would not get seriously ill from the Wuhan coronavirus, while 16% expressed concerns about the rush development of the COVID-19 vaccines, with the same percentage expressing mistrust of the vaccines in general. 10% of the respondents cited allergies, allergy concerns for their refusal to get vaccinated. In addition, 10% of the respondents said that they already have immunity and recovering about from the COVID-19. Again, folks, if I can pause there for 10 seconds. Folks in the Christian community, brothers and sisters, please don't take this poison. Again, I have to watch what I say. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give medical care advice. You should consult your doctor, your physician, somebody that's a medical care professional. However, in my studies over the last year, year and a half, it's been almost that long, believe it or not, I have been on top of this, on top of alternative news on different platforms, but just on top of this one issue, because this is such a serious issue. This is affecting everybody globally. The globalist cartels and the elites, basically, i.e. working for Satan, want to depopulate the world. And somebody will say, well, Eric, what does that mean, depopulate the world? That means they basically want to kill everybody. They want to kill you. They want to kill me. This is the beast system. This is part of the beast system. And what they're trying to do is collapse the economy. It's part of the 1-2 punch of the beast system. They're trying to collapse the economy, folks. And by collapsing the economy and keep using this scam-demic, plam-demic, whatever you want to call it, by using this, they can get as many people as possible on Earth vaccinated. And by getting everybody on Earth vaccinated, guess what? Here's what's going to happen. Over the course, quite possible, the course up to 3 years, maybe a little longer, give or take, depending on your body mass index and depending on how big you are, what your metabolism is, so on and so forth, there is a strong possibility, almost an assurity, within the next 3 years or so, give or take, that you're going to drop over dead if you got the shot. Now, if you don't want to believe me, brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, if you don't want to believe me, that's fine. I totally get it. But no other pastor, and again, I'm not a pastor. Let's get that very clear. I bring you truth, and I bring you information based on godly principles, but also based on reality. And the reality is nobody's telling the truth out there. Very few people are cowering. Very few people are telling the truth. They're not saying who's funding these, who's behind these. And as I said on many other podcasts, the one before this and the one before that, the Rothschilds family and the Rockefeller family, Rockefeller Foundation, Rothschilds, Bilderberg Group, so on and so forth. But the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rothschilds are behind this. They are the main culprits. We keep tiptoeing around, and it's very frustrating. We're not going for the jugular, because you got to figure, Satan doesn't want to play around with anybody. Satan, who is working through these families, these elite families, and they're trying to depopulate the entire world, the globe. These people are Satan infested. They're people that demons have taken over them. So they're essentially being ran by Satan. They want to kill everybody and everything and leave 500 million people left. And that's on the Georgia Guidestones. If you think I'm crazy, just go Google Georgia Guidestones and read what it says there. That'll tell you they want to reduce the population down to 500 million. That's why they want to depopulate everybody. So you have to understand, folks, that I bring this in the spirit of God Almighty through Jesus Christ, that I want to help every single person that this podcast goes out to. And I want to try to help you, and I want you to try to help you save your life. I get no financial rewards for this other than the satisfaction I know of when I die, when it's that time and God calls me home. And we never know when that'll be, but let's hope that it's later than sooner. But with everything going on, some people will go, well, I'd rather be gone right now, Eric, than later. But I understand. I totally get it. It's my duty, as long as God keeps me alive and keeps me going, at least at this podcast, and keeps giving me a voice. It's my duty to humanity, folks, as a Christian, as a human being, to try to save as many people as possible and bring Jesus Christ into their lives. I don't know how long I'll be on the air. Only God knows. I don't know when they'll take me out. Like I said, I have a couple other platforms. They can take me all three platforms down instantly if they wanted. A couple of my other two platforms, at least one is a pretty big platform. But needless to say, folks, it's more important that you guys know the truth out there listening. You guys know what you're up against, what demons you're up against. And I do mean demons, because that's what these demons are doing. These people run in the countries. And I don't care if it's your governor. I don't care if it's your president. I don't care if it's your prime minister. They're all on the same page. They're all taking their marching orders from the cabal being i.e. the Rothschilds and Rockefeller families. They're all taking their marching orders. They're agents of these particular families. And when they say, that's it, get it done, depopulate, kill every man, woman, and child. If there's a pregnant woman, kill the pregnancy, and so on and so forth. That's what this evil wants. And so you have to understand what you're up against. So we have to put on the armor of God. And just like I tell everybody, if they come after my family, wife and children, etc., and just like you would probably say the same thing, if they come after your family, God have mercy on their souls. That's all I got to say as a Christian. Now the man takes over in me, which is wrong. The Christian has to always be responsible. But God have mercy on them if they ever come around here to this household and try to threaten the wife or the kids or anything like that. God have mercy. So anyhow, back to the article. The Gallup findings came as a federal government and state governments encouraging people with second thoughts to get vaccinated against the COVID-19. On May 4th, President Joe Biden announced his plans to boost the COVID-19 vaccination efforts. During a White House briefing, he said his administration planned to partially vaccinate at least 70% of the Americans and fully vaccinate 160 million by the 4th of July. Well, folks, that failed, needless to say. He didn't even get close to 70. I believe they're at about 48% right now, if I'm not mistaken. At least that's the last numbers I heard about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Biden also touted his administration's great strides to unvaccinate against COVID-19, said during his briefing, almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one jab. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated among seniors. We are nearly 85% of those have gotten their first jab. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated. It's dramatic turnaround from when there was in January 2021, less than 2% of the adults and 1% of the seniors were fully vaccinated. To achieve this goal, the federal government has announced incentives to make vaccination rewarding. These include free health care, free air travel, free sports tickets. Meanwhile, some states also encourage vaccine hesitant Americans to get their shots through different approaches, including lotteries. True enough, two states have implemented vaccine lotteries in which their COVID-19 shots would gain a chance to win huge amounts of money. Back in May, state of Ohio announced it. Reward for vaccinated residents up to $1 million under its vaccine lottery program. Governor Mike DeWine said the lottery would be funded by the coronavirus relief funds from the federal government. In a tweet, DeWine defended his decision to launch the vaccine lottery against critics who dubbed his plan crazy and a waste of money. He wrote, truly, the real waste of this point in the pandemic when the vaccine was readily available to anyone who wants and is lost life of COVID-19. So there again, folks, as I conclude here, it's fear-mongering, fear porn at its best, at its finest, folks. And that's what you have to understand. That's what they will do. That's what they're good at. That's what they always do is fear porn. Fear porn in order to scare you into getting the vaccine. And again, any healthy person, and I'm up in my over 50s category, any healthy person, folks, would not, should not, and could not take the vax. And if you do, again, I'll pray for you. That's all I got to say. I'll pray for you, and God have mercy on all of us, and God have mercy on our souls, because anybody that takes this vax will at some point in time start to decline at some point in time. The vax is laid out. Let me say this very quickly in closing before I give a closing prayer. The vaccine and many multiple studies and research shows if it don't get you today, it's going to get you tomorrow. If it don't get you tomorrow, next week, or next month, it could get you 3 months from now, 6 months from now, all the way up to 3 years. The vaccine could come in the form of this, folks, affected by the vax. And I'm going to spell this out here as plain and simple. You could have a blood clot. You could have a stroke or a heart attack. It could come out of nowhere. There's a lot of things that could happen. It could trigger autoimmune disease. Your body might not be able to fight off a cold or something like that. You get cold, influenza, different things. Then what could happen is you could get a lung problem. You could have fluid in your lungs. This is very possible. You get fluid in your lungs. What do they do? The classic thing is to innovate you, to say, well, there's nothing we can do. They innovate you and put you on a respirator, a breathing machine, a respirator. That's what's known here in the States. Once you're on a respirator or a breathing machine, you don't come off. You're 98%, you're gone. They're going to let you die on a respirator. It's not natural. They can only keep your lungs and keep you alive for so long. They can't physically suck out the fluid in your lungs. It's over for you. So you have to understand the reality. This vaccine, okay, for again, for my Christians and non-Christian friends, this vaccine is what you call a soft kill. A soft kill is something that doesn't happen right away. It's something that they triggered. And again, a lot of the vaccines that they're coming out with, at least the university there, La Quinta Coloma in Spain, discovered graphene in the vaccine. And again, I believe this was a Pfizer vaccine, folks. And it's like that in just about all of them. They're testing all the different four types of vaccines right now. But at least I can say that in the COVID was graphene oxide. Graphene oxide, again, causes blood clots, causes your body to shut down over time. It's a slow kill, okay? It is an absolute positive slow kill. This slow kill is engineered, and these elites, these demons, these Satanists know this. They know this because if they have a mass of everybody that takes a shot, if everybody drops over dead, they know that we will come knocking at their door and we will be putting the ropes up in the trees instantly and therefore letting justice take its course. You know, we won't let government stand in the way like they're getting in the way now of the people that don't want these vaccines. They're trying to force this evil, force this mark upon everybody and kill everybody off. They know. They know this, and they've done lots and lots of research before they even rolled out with this. They claim that this only took, you know, 8 months or a year to come out with a COVID vaccine. It's just not true. They were experimenting a long time, way, years and years and years, folks, before this. So they kind of already know the outcome. They know if they load you up with graphene oxide in a Pfizer shot or Moderna or whatever, AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson, they know that that crap is going to kill you over time, guaranteed. But again, they know that most people, okay, unless they have a real sensitive body, most people aren't going to die on the spot. But they know that that'll kill them off in 3 years, also going to cause women and men to become sterile. I mean, just it goes on and on and on. There's a list of about, you know, 50 or 100 things that could happen. And I don't have time to list them all here on the podcast. But again, folks, I pray for you in the name of Jesus, and I pray that nobody takes the vaccine. So if you've not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and not accepted him, Jesus, into your life and invited him into yours, I want to say a prayer with you, folks, and I just want you to repeat after me if you want to do that. We're living in crazy times, and again, not to guilt anybody or shame anybody or fear porn anybody. I don't do that. Anybody that knows me will tell you I'm a straight shooter right from the start, 100%. I believe in God, family, country in that order. And I believe God through Jesus Christ wholeheartedly, and Jesus can do anything. So if you've not accepted Jesus into your heart, I want to invite you right now to pray with me. So find a quiet space you can go to right now, your car, your bedroom, and your house. Go out in your car if you have to. If you have kids and dogs and sanity like I do at home a lot, go find a quiet place in your car. Go find a closet. Go find somewhere where you can pray for 2 or 3 minutes here, folks. I'll give you just a second. Okay. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you and receive your forgiveness. I ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, a salvation prayer, if you prayed that prayer and really do accept Jesus Christ and you've invited him into your heart, congratulations, folks. I commend all of you. Congratulations. Your next step would be to get a hold of a Christian Bible. And once you get a hold of a good Bible, you can even order on Amazon. Start going through the Bible, folks. And like me, I'm kind of OCD. I like to start at the first page and go all the way through. But some people like to skip around. It doesn't matter. Just jump into the Bible. And after you jumped into the Bible and just start reading God's wonderful word, find a good church. What you want to do is find a good church and tell them you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And when you have done that and told the pastor, get into the church, and most importantly, get into the Word of God, folks, and just start telling friends, start telling family, start telling people all around you, all over the world, like I'm doing right here. You don't have to be perfect. I'm far from perfect. We all fall short of the glory and grace of God sometimes. So we all fall short of the glory of God. And I certainly do. We all sin. And God only knows that I sin. And sometimes we do sin as humans. Or we're just humans. And when you accept Jesus Christ and you ask forgiveness and you repent of your sins, then God will truly forgive you. When Jesus is living in you, if Jesus is with you, who can be against you, folks? And that's what you have to wake up and realize, that Jesus is on our side. Jesus is protecting us. Jesus will protect you and your family and your loved ones if you accept him and accept Jesus Christ and believe in God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And that's what you have to do. And then once you get into a read the Bible, maybe find a church and start telling people about Jesus, then you're helping save your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think that's what the Lord wants us to do right now. This is trying times, folks. This is crazy times. This is insanity right now. And you know that. You know that. This, again, this podcast is going global, live, all around the world. End time world news is going everywhere. And again, folks, thank you very much for listening. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in day after day, week after week, month after month. God bless you and your families, folks. Stay well, stay safe. And again, all the glory be to God through Jesus Christ. And I love you all. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Eric, and this is End Time World News. So go to, you want to find me online, go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. God bless all of you folks. See ya. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.